following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 25th. This is Greg Bledsoe, and we're going to get into a lot today, and a lot of it has to do with the numbers right now, which continue to skyrocket, because yesterday we saw another record-breaking day here in San Diego County. We had more than 1,500 cases for one day reported. That's the highest we've ever seen. In fact, four of the last 5 days, we've had more than 1,000 cases a day. There were 17,000 tests that came back yesterday. That's not as many as we had been seeing. So what that means is the percent positive rate was at 9%. We also had 16 more deaths reported yesterday, so that's 984 for the county right now. Hospitalizations are up. The number of patients in the ICU is up as well. So the numbers here in San Diego County are not good. And remember when we were teetering on the verge of moving into the purple tier and San Diego County was trying to stay below 7 cases for every 100,000 people? That was the case rate. Well, now we're at 13.1, nearly double the number we were trying to avoid just a couple weeks ago. So yeah, the cases here in San Diego are just skyrocketing, and that's the case around the state as well. Statewide, we're averaging more than 10,000 new cases every day for the last 2 weeks. For a comparison, a couple weeks ago, it was about half that. So we've more than doubled over the last 2 weeks, the number of new cases we're seeing every day here in California. San Francisco seeing a huge surge, a 265% increase over the last 4 weeks in the number of cases. Los Angeles, we've been talking a lot about what's going on up there. They've been seeing a huge spike. Starting today, anyone who travels to LA through LAX or Van Nuys Airport or Union Station, they're going to have to sign a form acknowledging California's recommended 14-day self-quarantine. So LA, the situation not there. Not well there either. Okay, but some good news. I know we're ready for some good news. When it comes to the vaccine, we got an update yesterday, and the FDA is going to meet on December 10th to review Pfizer's emergency authorization request. Remember, they put that in last week. It's possible that the vaccine could start going out a few days after that. So roughly the middle of next month, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, the vaccine could start going out to certain groups of people here in the U.S. So that is very good news. Okay, back here locally, schools, we know distance learning is such a challenge right now, and now we're getting some comparison as far as how things are going this year compared to last year. The Sweetwater Union High School District released some numbers. Basically, consider it like a report card. Last year, with learning in the traditional way in the classroom compared to this year doing distance learning, and in high schools in that district, D's and F's are up 8% for high school students, and in middle school, those D's and F's are up 13%. So a change from traditional learning to distance learning, and it does not appear to be a good one, at least according to that report card. Okay, again, we need some good news, a distraction, and here's one tonight. The Aztecs are back on the basketball court. The two best teams in California college basketball are going head-to-head tonight. SDSU playing UCLA at Viejas Arena. Of course, no crowd will be allowed there, so it may seem a little strange. This is the first time the Aztecs have played, though, in 8 months following that 30-2 season that got cut short when the tournament was canceled because of the pandemic. So I'm sure they're anxious to get out there. Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. And Sheena Parveen, let's get a check on our weather and our Thanksgiving Day forecast.
Good Wednesday morning. We have cold temperatures out there, colder than yesterday morning, so you might want a warmer coat. This afternoon, we're looking at sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s for the coast, upper 60s for the inland valleys. Mountains will stay in the 50s and breezy. And as we head into your Thanksgiving Day, we're going to be off to another cold start in the morning. So tomorrow, expect it to be cold early. We're going to see sunny skies through your Thanksgiving. We're going to stay nice and dry. So if you wanted to eat outside, you certainly can. Mid-60s for your Thanksgiving afternoon at the coast, around 67 inland. Mountains will be in the mid to low 50s, but breezy. And deserts, low 70s for your Thanksgiving. We head into the weekend. We're actually going to be warming up. We have Santa Ana conditions this weekend. We already have a fire weather watch for the inland valleys, foothills, and mountains Thursday evening through Saturday afternoon. So with this, we could see gusty offshore winds near the mountains around 50 to 60 miles an hour. So again, fire weather watch as we head into the weekend with warmer temperatures over the weekend too. And we know it's Greg Bledsoe's last day. We're going to miss you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Sheena. I have an announcement to make. Today is my last day doing the podcast. Actually, my last day here at NBC7. I'm leaving to pursue some family opportunities and adventures. And I am just so grateful for my time here, for everyone who listens to this podcast, who watches our newscast. I've been here for about 19 years now, and I'm leaving with a heavy heart. And I'm just going to miss this place. I'm going to miss our listeners, our viewers, all of my colleagues. But thank you so much for being supportive. And the podcast will continue. We're going to update you every morning. You're 5 minutes a day. Our newscasts are in great hands. So just thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.